evening and welcome to a very special episode of Voice of the Parrot. I'm your host, Shasta Ray. I am set up back in my original studio. Oh my gosh, it's been long enough, hasn't it? And I am joined tonight by Zoltan, the podcast bird, Bug, the exhibition English budgie, Murray, the birthday boy, and the giant dog, who's already starting to snore because he's always on a mission to snore and breathe very heavy when I'm recording. And today is Murray's birthday. Yes, it was 1 year ago today that he pecked and pushed his way out of an eggshell, and he was a confused little blind naked thing squirming around and squawking and getting fed for a couple weeks by his parents before he was yanked lovingly from the nest and fed by hand by his breeders, Chris and Kendra, over at Mile High Parrot Supply. And then it was 6 weeks later, he was fully weaned, and I went and picked him up, and he's been my best friend ever since. So anyway, it's been a while since I've had Zoltan down here, and he remembers being down here, and he's playing on his little play stand now, and Bug is up there with him, and I have some bird seeds, so we'll see if they get chirping. They tend to make the most noise when I'm talking or when the TV's on or something they have to join in the fun with. So anyway, it's been a wonderful day, and Murray got to eat some lettuce and some veggies, and they got some bird seed to celebrate, and they've been playing all day, and then Murray has been attached to me all evening, and now he's trying to eat my headphones because I hid my mouse pad. He's so ornery. He's so cute, though. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be a very special episode. I'm going to do some book reviews on bird nutrition and bird cookbooks and that sort of thing to help you diet convert. And there are good books, there's better books, and then there's a couple of epic fails by Bird Tricks. Yes, I said that. You heard me. Bird Tricks have an epic fail going on. So we'll cover that at the end. So let's just jump right in because I've got a stack of them here. And then I have a bonus book at the end that's not a cookbook per se, but it will help you with your relationship with your bird. And I think it's very good. So the first one I have is a very no-frills, smaller little nutrition guide. It's called What the Flock Do I Feed My Parrot? By Lisa Morrison. A compilation of various subjects pertaining to parrot nutrition. And it's not a very big book, but it seems packed full of gems and really good information. I want to mention it's got a very good, almost page and a half worth of bibliography reference materials at the end of it. There goes Zoltan. And it's a no-frills because this author did not worry about trying to bedazzle the reader with a bunch of flashy pictures. Now, it's always, always fun when you're reading a book to have really great photos and pictures, and I think it enhances the experience, but if all you're after is the information, this one is amazing. And let's start with the price tag. $9.13, brand new, off of Amazon. And the used is about the same, so might as well just buy the new. And if you've got an Amazon Prime account for any of these, you're going to get free shipping. Remember that, free shipping. Okay, so this has everything from dangers in the kitchen. It's got toxic foods, safe woods, and wooden perches. So it has some extra material in it. Just good information, plants, various plants that are toxic as well as safe, and that includes anything you might just have in your house as a house plant, safe herbs and spices, safe seeds, safe treats. Of course, it's got a really good disclaimer in the front. It's got a really good table of contents, so you can go right to what you're looking for very easily. And it has a lot of vitamin information, different vegetables, fruits, how to prepare, picky eaters, good advice, easy read. This is a great book. If you're on a budget, I would absolutely recommend this book. It's got some very simple food prep in it and very easy things that you can make quickly without a whole lot of struggles on the ingredients or a whole lot of expense on the ingredients. And yeah, I would absolutely recommend this book to anyone wanting a really good foundation that's easy and quick, and it looks very thorough. Information on sprouting and soaking seeds. And then there's also some parrot feeding myths debunked at the end. So, yeah, for as small as it is, I would say this one packs a punch, and it's absolutely worth the $9.13 that Amazon charges for it. I did not look to see if you could find it anywhere else. I pretty much just look on Amazon. So the next one is called The Healthy Bird Cookbook, a life-saving nutritional guide and recipe collection by Robin, I don't know how to pronounce the last name, Deutsch, and this has several options. So if you want a hardcover copy of this book, it will set you back $25.55, which is still a darn good price for a hardback book. You can get the hard copy book used off of Amazon for $3.15, and the paperback brand new is $16.99. The paperback used is $8.99. Usually for the used books, you're still going to pay about $3.99 on shipping, typically. Sometimes you can get used copies with free shipping if you have a Prime membership. The only complaint I have about this book is that there are a couple of recipes in here that involve a little bit of a dairy-type ingredient, and birds are dairy intolerant. They're lactose intolerant, I should say. So you can just avoid that and not include it, or just go for the other recipes. But much like the first one, it's got information on vitamins, minerals, safe, unsafe. It's got really good information in it. It's got some nice photos. It looks really well arranged. And let's see, the front has a good foreword. It's got a really good table of contents. You can go right to what you want very easily. The pictures are amazing. It's got resources in the back with websites, phone numbers, email addresses for whatever it is in here that you might be looking up, and internet resources, veterinary resources. It's got an index. I do not see a bibliography. That's okay. But it's another very thorough book. I would absolutely recommend this. 150 recipes that are easy to make and healthy. Now, some of these recipes, like there's a MASH diet that's got quite a few ingredients in it. Sometimes that can be a little intimidating, but that's just for a huge blend of legumes and grains and that sort of thing, and how to make that up that you could add to a chop or whatever. But it's got little snacks and all sorts of stuff that you can make, things to mix it up. And some of the ingredients are things that would be very easy that you might actually have in your kitchen. So yeah, I would recommend this one too. Actually, most of these books that I have, I would recommend. Some of them are a baking endeavor, so you would need an oven and some baking powder, that sort of thing, if you want to get into being a chef or a baker for your bird. And that can be a lot of fun. It's got parrot bread recipes, all sorts of stuff. So yeah, I would get into that. I would absolutely get into that. The references in the front are always good. And then they give a list of different vitamins, what kinds of food the vitamins are found in, and what they do, and symptoms of toxicity of those vitamins. So again, very good book, and all sorts of buying options on that one. Let's skip right back to the first one really quick. The first one is copyright 2020, so it's a fairly new book. So that was the first one, What the Flock Do I Feed My Parrot? The second one that I mentioned, The Healthy Bird Cookbook, is copyright 2004 and then again by 2011. So it looks like there may have been a revision in it. And yeah, another one that I would recommend. And like I said, if you want a hard copy for $3.15, you can get it very inexpensive. Now, the next three books kind of go hand in hand with each other, but you can buy them individually. And we'll start with the smallest one. But all three of them have Carmen Boudet as one of the authors. So the first one just has Carmen Boudet as the author. And it's a thin little squarish book. It's not very big. On Amazon, brand new. Retail $16.50 with a used price of $14.85 as of this recording. The used copy price could change, and I only looked at Amazon for the used copies. So back to this first book. It is called A Parrot's Healthy Meal Planner. easy recipes to help you feed your bird, a balanced diet, book one, with featured articles from Dr. Stephanie Lamb, DVM, on feeding fussy eaters and the benefits of avian herbal teas, suitable for all beaks. So this is a good little book. I like it. Now, it can be a little intimidating, and I'll get into that why, and I'll tell you how to get around that. Copyright 2020, so it's very recent. Really cute pictures in it. And a good little table of contents in the beginning with a foreword, including some information on feeding fussy eaters. So that's really good. Got some importance of a healthy diet. This one's pretty thorough on the information. I went through it the other day. I was very happy with it. Very happy with it. The teas that they have are interesting, and they have a reference in here on a brand you can buy. Now, I don't know if this is by the people that wrote this book or if it's something else they're supporting, unsure. But you can also feed avian teas as a dry mix to your birds, because if you can soak it and feed the liquid to them, you can also feed the ingredients. So that's kind of cool. Myths about sprouts, prep before making meals, some good information, good instructions. Parrot's meal weekly plan, your parrot's weekly meal recipe. So they kind of got it by day of the week and stuff. The only complaint I have on this is if you have one bird or a real little bird like a cockatiel or a parakeet, it may not be real practical to follow it as it's outlined. But my workaround on stuff like that is pick and choose some ingredients out of the recipes and, you know, small it down a little bit and make it doable for yourself. If not all the ingredients are available in your area, make it work for you. There's nothing wrong with that. The birds really aren't going to care. They're just going to like the variety and trying new things. So yeah, it's kind of a simple little thin book with some really great ideas and some interesting fun stuff that would be just a blast to try, as well as some vegetable smoothies and stuff like that. It's got a shopping list in the back, a little bit about the authors and the contributor, and it's pretty cut and dry. A little bit of resources in the back, nothing crazy in that sense, but it's not a huge book. Start to finish, 54 pages, but I would recommend this one also. I would probably recommend the first two before this one, just based on the information in them and the size. But this is a good addition. This is a good addition. I'm enjoying that. Now, I'm not sure what book two is, because it says book one, and none of these say book two, so I might have to see if I can find what that is. Maybe I missed it online or something. Unsure. But also by the same author, Carmen Boudet, if I'm saying that correctly, with featured articles from Dr. Karen Becker, Dr. Stephanie Lamb, and Dr. Jamie Abate. I don't know how to pronounce that. And this is a Parrot's Healthy Dining Go Raw Avian Nutritional Guide and Recipes for All Species. Retail price $21.71 with a used price of $15.75. A little bit bigger, a little bit thicker, also has really great photos in it. Great information, a little bit more thorough information, a few more resources, and dietary references regarding things like fruits with the highest sugars. That's always really good to know. Tips when feeding fruits. There's some really good information on why pet birds need species-appropriate fresh food diets, myths about raw, and why vets don't recommend raw, which I'm guessing that falls into the word myth there, and just all sorts of just generalized really good information. Again, there's three vets that look like they contributed, and it's got information on like vitamin E, all the B vitamins are in here, potassium, selenium, zinc, charts with different foods and what nutrition they have in them, reported benefits, can they be soaked, do they sprout, yes or no, comments. After all that, we've got edible flowers. That's really nice to have, especially if you have a garden and you want to grow some stuff. Keeping your parrot's gut bacteria in balance, that's important to know. Information about different grains, sprouting grains, legumes, seeds and nuts, how to grow microgreens, that's really awesome. Chops and mashes, and then we get into some recipes. Now, the recipes look a little intimidating again, so if you're a beginner or you're someone that gets intimidated by long lists or you feel like you have to follow things to the letter, don't forget, you can scale these down a little bit and pick some of the ingredients out and just start that way. Sometimes some of these ingredients just may not be available if you live in a remote area or whatever. They might be hard to get a hold of, but it's a good starting point, and it'll give you some really great ideas to formulate your own recipes and how to present them and stuff. So yeah, another one that I think is just a little bit more thorough than the ones before it, and great information. Absolutely would recommend this one first. And then it has some, and then there's resources in the back on where you can get some of the avian teas, and if you're in Australia, what you can get there for gourmet seed blends, pellets, sprouts, supplements, toys, accessories, and some other websites for the US, the UK, etc. And an ad in the back for the avian tea again. So yeah, no bibliography, but I would say with the expertise that wrote this, the information's very, very sound. I would absolutely go with that. Next, a little bit bigger of a book, still again by Carmen Boudet and Sean Powell, if I'm saying that right. A Parrot's Fine Cuisine Cookbook and Nutritional Guide with articles by Dr. Jason Crean and, here again, Dr. Stephanie Lamb is in this one. So, retail price, $21.51. Hi guys, are you talking? Retail price, $21.51 with a used copy price of $12.64. Some more contributors in the back. Great photos. And then compared to the last one, the recipes look a little bit more simple. Some of them have a little bit longer list. And here again, if you don't have the ability to get all of the ingredients, you know what? Your bird just isn't going to notice the difference. Start small. It's okay. Don't let anything like this ever intimidate you. And don't feel like someone's going to judge you or look over your shoulder if you don't make it complete, because no one's watching. Just you. This one also has some really good charts in it with information on different grains and such, different fruits, different vegetables. This one's very, very thorough in that aspect. And then if you're someone that just wants to pick and choose your own ingredients and try them on your birds, all your information is right here. So I would really recommend this one. It's got some pellet pros and cons, information on water, information on flowers, toxic foods, digestive aids, hormonal rules, respiratory health, weight loss, if your bird needs that sort of a thing, the use of tea, skin and feather quality. Really good information. This is a very impressive book. So of the last three books, I would absolutely put this one first on my list. Good table of contents here. And I would recommend this one first if you're just looking for all of the information in one place. Really good. You really can't go wrong with any of those books. Highly impressive. Five books for you to check out. And all of these I got on Amazon. Well, hi guys. What you doing? Well, you're talkative tonight, Zoltan, aren't you? He's so cute. Now, for the epic fails, we'll go through the good and the bad on these. I had a listener fan by the name of Ned, and Ned is over in New England somewhere. We'll just keep that kind of vague. And Ned sent these to me kind of frustrated, and I can see why. Now, while the size really isn't bad, they're the size of a sheet of paper, so they're an 8.5 by 11 size. These are by Bird Tricks, and everyone knows Bird Tricks. They have the YouTube channel, and they teach birds behavior stuff. I would say when it comes to their publishing skills, they need to stick with teaching birds behavior and tricks. They need to work on their publishing skills. I know where they got these published. More than likely, they went through a self-publishing company called Lulu, and they got them all spiral bound. The reason they probably did that is so when you open them up, they lay flat, which I can appreciate. But we're talking $80 for three books that are a little bit more than pamphlets. All three of these books could have easily been condensed into one book, like the last one I just reviewed, and sold for $24.99, would have been a very fair price. Here's my beef with these books. They're a glorified photo album of their birds, very large print, double spacing. They weren't laid out right, so whoever did, I think they did their own layout because the binding goes into the verbiage in some areas, and the pages include the inside cover. So all of the recipes are very simple and easy to make and very doable. So I'll give them that. Great ideas in here. I cannot be on board with what this person paid for these pamphlets, or I mean books. And I think that the ingredients and stuff are good, but there's no information, or very little information, I should say, on the nutrition. There's no resources. There's not a bibliography. So I don't know where they got their information. They have one that's like holiday recipes. Okay, that's great, but here's one that has two ingredients and a great big huge picture of their birds on every page. So a lot of the space here is empty space, photos of their birds, and double spacing. They have one vet that approved these, it looks like, but it's probably the vet that they go to, I'm guessing. And yeah, honestly, all three of these books could have been condensed into one book pretty easily, and they just don't have the references that the other books have on nutrients and specific ingredients. There's table of contents. There's a little bit of some feeding information here. So, I mean, I'll give them the fact that it's simple to follow and simple to read, but you're not going to get a lot of knowledge out of these. It's just some very simple, easy to follow recipes that feature their birds on every page. And they probably paid a hell of a price for the photography. The binding is terrible on this book. I mean, seriously, it goes right into the words on the page. That the layout was terrible. Most of the recipes don't seem to have much more than maybe 6 or 7 ingredients at most. Here's one that's a soup that has a few more ingredients, but everything's very easy to follow. But here's my beef with this. I do self-publishing and I help people self-publish. So I'm familiar with the company that I am guessing they went through. I don't have proof that they went through Lulu, but spiral binding is expensive. And even so, they're probably making $30 to $40 off of each sale easily, maybe more. I'm not sure. I would have to look this up based on how it's constructed and what the base fees are for the manufacturing. And they did not go global on this because you cannot do global distribution with spiral bound with that company. Lulu does have global distribution with self-published books, and they have a really good worldwide distribution list, as well as a number, and I mean a number of ebook platforms that you can buy ebooks off of. So when an author chooses not to do that, that means that they can set the price wherever they want for whatever profit they want, which you can do on global distribution anyway, but it means that they have complete control over sales and it's just not accessible. You cannot buy these on Amazon if you need to. Further, you can go on their website and you can get the ebook versions. And when you buy the ebook version, the author is getting almost 100% of that profit. Now, I'm not slamming anyone for making money off of their own productions. That's what self-publishing is all about. It's empowering yourself and getting your information out there. But I just don't find this very fair because they could have put all three of these books into one. And the one book is it even 20 pages? Oh, it's 20 pages. It's right at 20 pages. But there's nothing to it. It's nothing. It's a lot of money for very little. So honestly, I would not spend any of my own money for these. I just wouldn't, especially seeing what's inside of them now. And I cannot in good faith tell anyone to purchase these unless you want something very simple with very big print and double spacing and a lot of money. I don't know how else to say it. It's not that I'm slamming them, but there's no resources in it. There's no information on specific nutrients. There's no dietary information on different vegetables and fruits like all of the other books have. So I consider these very incomplete and a glorified photo album of their birds. So I'm not really on board with that. I would say they need to stick with training birds. And they should probably consider reconfiguring these books into one book and try global publishing. Now, these other books are paperback bound, So if you're going by something that's going to just lay flat, you can make a paper book lay flat. It's a little more frustrating. But for the recipes and for what you're doing, it's really not that big of a deal. And I would go for one of these other books first because of that. So the other part of my beef with these books is when you kind of corner the market like this and you just give people one option, it kind of signals to me that you're just trying to squeeze every penny out of people that you possibly can. And maybe on a separate episode, I will review a few other problems I have with the Bird Tricks company in general, because they are a company and they are a brand, and there's some deception going on. I think that they genuinely love birds, and I think they genuinely want people to have better relationships with their birds, but they are very, very, very high dollar, and I don't think they're going about things right. I think that they're not very transparent about what they're doing, and they're relying very heavily on their YouTube popularity so that they can charge whatever they want. And I'm going to give you a hint. Their pellets are not their pellets. They just have their label on them. So do your research, everybody. Make sure that what you're buying is actually going to give you the best value for your dollar. Because when it comes to birds, they're expensive enough as it is. And if you have the little guys, you're going to be on a budget. But when it comes to their digital books and everything, their digital books and copies of these cost them nothing except what their initial production costs were. These books are about 5 years old at this point. So even the digital books are $40 on these, where I did not look on the other books if there's a digital version. I am pretty sure there's going to be a digital ebook version. But when it comes to the ebook version, once it is formatted to be an ebook and it's just a digital download, the only cost is the publishing company has a small little tiny sliver they take out of it, which may be about 5% or somewhere therein, and then the author gets pretty much the rest of the profit. So for these books to be in a digital format for more than these other books, I still think it's a ripoff. And I'm sorry if that offends anyone. I'm sure I'll generate some haters because of that. And Zoltan's worked up too. He's not very happy. And he looks upset. He really does. He looks angry. And he's very small. Anyway, I think Bird Tricks, you need to step it up. You need to come forward, be a little more fair on your prices, and make this affordable for people. You need to step up your game, man. You need to make it accessible for people, and you need to drop your prices. Reformat the books into a paperback, go with global distribution, put it out there where everyone can easily find it and benefit from this without squeezing them dry on the wallet. That's just not right. And even the ebooks, just shame on you guys. Shame on you guys. Epic fail. Epic fail. Oh my gosh. Not right. So I do want to thank Ned over in New England for sending these to me and also giving me the return postage to send them back to him, even though he's kind of disgusted with the purchase. So anyway, that's my thoughts. And here again, I apologize if I offend anyone that are huge Bird Tricks fans, but really they need to stick with training birds and stick with their YouTube channel. And when it comes to publishing, they need to get someone to help them out. Hey, you know what, Bird Tricks? Like I said, I'm doing some helping people with self-publishing, and I have very fair prices. If just contact me, I'll help you get them into paperback form, and we'll all win, and all of your fans will win, because they're gonna get some savings. So anyway, that's my thoughts. And last but not least, I know I have been horrible at my blog, but on these, I'm going to go put the first 5 books with links to Amazon. So if anybody is interested in any of these books, just go to my website, voiceoftheparrot.com, and click on the blog. And by tomorrow, I'm going to release this Tuesday night, March 19th. By tomorrow, I should have all of these links in the blog so you know where to find them. And you can choose and pick the ones you want. In fact, if you want to have some real talk here, and this is real talk, if you go to Amazon and you purchase all of these books, you can get all 5 of the first books for less than these 3, photo albums that you can get from Bird Tricks. I mean, cookbooks that you can get from Bird Tricks. Like, you'll save money buying the other, all five of them. And then you'll have all five of them with a lot more information, a lot more resources, and a lot more knowledge and selections of recipes that you can pick and choose from and probably restructure and have fun with. So that's what my recommendation would be, is just to buy all five and still spend less money than the Bird Tricks hard copies. So that's all I got for you this week. It looks like we're going to have a little birdie party down here. We got bird seed going on everywhere. We've got Bug over there looking confused, and Zoltan is running around on top of the recording booth having a party by himself. Murray's sitting on the back of my chair, and the giant dog looks completely passed out. So I think I'm going to go hang out with them and continue the birthday party, and then I'll get this edited in your eardrums out there in the world for you guys to enjoy. And by all means, go play with your birds. Feed your birds. And my last thought on some of this is you can go buy one of these books. You're going to have all these resources. You're going to be all gung-ho. You're going to put it in front of your bird and it's going to look at you and walk away and not taste it, because that's what birds do. So the one book that I would say out of this bunch that has some really good information on getting your bird to try new things and how to get it to taste stuff would be the thin little one that I reviewed. That's the third one, A Parrot's Healthy Meal Planner by Carmen Boudet. And it has some really great advice that's very simple on how to get your bird to try new things. So that's something to consider, because birds are notoriously finicky, and that's a self-preservation instinct. They're not going to try something they don't recognize to be food, because out in the wild, that could poison them. They could eat the wrong plant. There's some tips and tricks in that book on how to get your birds started on eating. And to be realistic, some birds are going to be very stubborn, like Murray here. It's really hard for him to get to eat healthy, so I have to kind of get creative. And even then, it's an uphill battle, and he's still nowhere near where I want him to be. It can take months, so it takes a lot of patience, a lot of trying, a lot of presentation. Just keep offering it to them over and over and over. You have to stick with it. You're going to throw food away. I'm not going to lie. But it's worth it in the end when they start eating right and you find what works on getting them to break through and start trying new stuff, especially if they are a bird that you adopted or something and it's just dead set on eating seed or bad foods for them. Now, I did tell you at the end I had one bonus book I was going to bring up, and this has nothing to do with diet, but it does a little bit. And what I mean by that is, once you get your bird diet converted onto healthy foods, fruits, veggies, the right things that's going to be balanced, it's going to make it a lot easier to train, because then they're going to have less seed in their diet and less junk food. And one of those little tiny tidbits, like maybe with some birds it might be nuts, others it might be spray millet, things of that nature, you'll have some ammunition when it comes to training them. So, everyone wants a good behaved bird and wants to get inside, hi Zoltan, wants to get inside their bird's head. This is how noisy little tiny itty bitty budgies can be. They can be very noisy. I have four more upstairs, so it gets really noisy sometimes. Anyway, back to the books. This next book I'm going to recommend is a hardcore $19.95, and I did not find a cheaper price for this. It was written in 2004? Yeah, copyright 2004, and it is Getting Started Quicker Training for Birds. Excellent book, written by Melinda Johnson, and it's an easy read. It's very, very easy to understand. It's very thorough, and this is going to get you started on how to go about clicker training and teaching your bird stuff. I might touch on this at a later time, but it is so fun when you can start teaching them things. And there's a trick to clicker training. Some of it's just coordination on getting the timing with the clicker right. And this author even goes through how to practice that without your bird present, so you can get the clicker part down pat, so you're really good at it and you know how to signal your bird when it's done right. It also has a lot of good preliminary information to help you understand what it is you're doing when you clicker train and how the mentality works and what the mindsets are and the do's and don'ts and the whys and the why nots, all of that. Very, very, very thorough. And she goes into how to go about teaching different tricks. I think this is going to be an invaluable resource no matter what your bird is. You could also use this technique on other animals because clicker training works for all kinds of animals. It is a very bare, basic, simple communication system to help you communicate what you want to another animal so that they get it really quick. And yeah, you have to give them a treat. You have to give them a reward for when they do right. So this will teach you exactly how to do that. So anyway, I'm going to get this edited. There you go. Review of 5 really good cookbooks, 3 not so good cookbooks, and a stellar bird training book. And here again, I will have all of those listed on the blog by tomorrow. And hey, happy cooking, happy food prep, and happy training. And Zoltan's on my head now. So I guess we're going to play for a little bit. I guess I'm going to have to turn his TV on so he can yell at it. He loves to yell at the TV. And he's playing down here. I haven't seen him play down here like this in a while. He is thrilled to be back down here in the studio. It's pretty cute. Go have fun with your birds, everyone. Enjoy your food prep. Enjoy your training sessions. And don't forget, when you're training your bird, you don't have to engage in a ton of time. Sometimes 5-minute sessions is all it's going to take, and that's all you really need. It doesn't have to be a whole endeavor that's difficult or a huge undertaking in order to get some really great results. So that's my other tip for the day. Have a great one. We'll catch you next week. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.